Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay ya, no way. Now, why don't you get a job?
Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. And yes, man, I'm finally a little bit recovered from the Tiger Cruise. On the USS Richard McCool coming into port at NAS Pensacola on Friday. Yes, it was a fantastic time. I got one of the best. It wasn't an email exactly. It was somebody had sent it into the station through our website, but I wanted to share it with you just because it was so sweet. John writes about the Pensacola Ship Commission sharing, listening to this morning's broadcast, this was on Friday, with Andrew on LPD 29 brought back memories. As the leading chief of the medical department on the USS Mesa Verde, LPD 19, the ship stopped at NAS Pensacola on its way to Panama City for its commissioning there on December 15th, 2007. It had many great memories while on board, transitioning through the Gulf and the Panhandle. Enjoy. That to me is a part of having done the broadcast that I hadn't even been anticipating. I think so much about how, like when we're doing the Tenant Command series, that what I'm doing is trying to inform and educate those of you who weren't in the military. Like Mike, I was not in the military, so half the time I'm learning this stuff right along with you. And 90% of the time. And so I think about it as that. So like me being on the ship and talking about, you know, this is what it's like to go through the portals. This is what it's like to have a bulkhead between you and the bridge. This is what it's like out on deck. This is what, it, you know, to me, that's all brand new experience for me. I mean, I've seen movies, but it's never the same. Okay. And so the red lights at night is something like, I know that, but oh, that's really what we do. Okay. You know, I can't see anything. yeah, but your eyes adjust. And the reason that to me is valuable is because it brings life on a ship, which is, of course, what so many of our military members who are retired here or who live here or who have come through here in various capacities experience. And that's the value. Okay. Doesn't even occur to me until I start getting texts from buddies who are in the Navy. They're like, oh man, I remember being on the ship. You know, I remember that coffee. I remember those biscuits. I remember that food. I remember how you had only this much locker space and, you know, like, and you know, the breathing devices to get out just in case there's a fire that hopefully you never have to use. And those, oh my God, those doors, you're right. Like, I will tell you, for me, if I never have to go through a naval vessel door again in my life, that's fine. Because they're so hard to operate. They're so annoying, but so necessary because of pressurization and water safety, I presume water safety. But just, you know, they are literally, it hurts. Like, you just, you know, you get stronger or you don't succeed. But that's the kind of thing I never would have thought that that's like the memory that sticks is the doors. So anyway, it was wonderful. I also, oh, but again, the ability to bring back fond memories or just to remind people a part of their life that they hadn't thought about maybe in a lot of detail in a long time, that makes me happy too, because that's really, you know, cool. And we're talking about the Tenant Commands, and actually John and I were talking offline a little bit, and it really is kind of hard to understand. Like Don Quinn, and I did not give enough credit to Don on the air on Friday, and I apologize. DQ is amazing. He's the former two-star admiral, a retired two-star admiral, who was the commanding officer at Naval Education Training Command on the base. Right, he retired like when I first came here, but I've known him since quite a bit, and he's been the one that's one of the main organizers of all of this, and a great guy, really genuine servant of the community. And one of the things that people might wonder is, okay, so he's the admiral at one time, yes. So he was in charge of NAS Pensacola, no. that's not how that works. But I understand that's what a lot of people think, and that's why I've been doing the Tenant Command series to try to get people to understand the structure. The easiest way to understand it, and you know, is just think of NAS Pensacola as it's a land space, right? It's a land space and facilities, and it includes Corey Station, and it includes Softley Field. I am 99% sure the command includes Softley Field. Even as I say it, I want to be sure I'm not wrong. It doesn't include Whiting. Whiting is a separate command, okay? But there's like a mayor over that land space, over those facilities, okay? That's Village. That's Terry Shashady, Captain Shashady. So he's responsible for, you know, base security and maintaining the roads and making sure there's electricity and making sure the windows all work, you know, on the base, okay? And who gets assigned to which place and just all of that, contracts for contractors and maintenance and all of that. On the base, there are a lot of entities called tenant commands, and they're like businesses in the city. You know, Mayor D.C. Reeves doesn't have any authority over IHMC, right? IHMC is a business that operates in the city of Pensacola. And even though, you know, they're both in Pensacola, the one and the other don't really have anything to do with each other. It's kind of the same thing. Like, the base is overseen by a commanding officer, Captain Shashadi. And then NETSI is a Naval Education Training Command, is a massive, sprawling, thousands of people around the world training operation, the headquarters of which is located in the base that Village oversees. But it's a two-star admiral who runs that training command. And the reason you have somebody running the base is so that he doesn't have to worry about things like the heat being on and the electricity being on and the security and all of that and the parking, because he's running this training command. And so he doesn't report to Village, and Village doesn't report to him. But if the admiral talks, the captain listens. You know, right? And they have a good relationship. But when I talk about the tenant commands on Friday, that's a tenant command. It's an occupant. It's renter's not the right term, but it's a tenant. They are situated on the base geographically, but they do not report to the base commander in any way. And that's, you know, just that stuff that people don't understand. And that's kind of why we're doing that series, among other things. 437-1620, 437-1620. Like, okay, Captain Baker, the commanding officer of the USS McCool, doesn't report to Village, doesn't report to Cherico is the current admiral in charge of NETSI. I mean, again, admiral talks, you listen, but, you know, that's just not how that works. But he's using a parking space, a big parking space on the water at the end of the pier, right? It's Labor Day. We are live every day except for Christmas. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents still to let you know about, but we are seeing some delays on Highway 29 as you head toward Brent Lane, a.k.a. Beverly Parkway. Just expect a minor delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, John, I did have an insight, though, the other day. It dawned on me why military people like this show in a way that it had never dawned on me before.
Right.
It's not because we cover military things. It's not because I'm pro-military. I mean, those things don't hurt, okay? It's because I talk so fast.
And they can understand it.
That's right. Finally, our people. Right. You know, because if you're in a military environment, what you learn is that military people talk quickly. Very, very, sometimes to the point where you cannot understand them if you're not in the military. And the point is efficiency of communication. Mm-hmm. Right. And it occurred to me sometime, I didn't ever say it on the air on Friday, but talking to a lot of these military folks, and I'd have to say, can you say that one more time, just a little bit slower? And I realized, oh, God, it's me. Thing. That's why they like it, because I don't waste your time. We cover a lot of stuff. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you have a hardware project, a home improvement, a repair, you fixed it once, and now you got to fix it again, you know, Pensacola Hardware, they'll take care of you. But anywhere along the construction scale, you know, at the light end, if you're just doing a home project, you need, you know, nails and hammers. At the whole other end, if you build things for a living, like maybe you build office buildings, maybe you build residences, whatever the case is, go to Pensacola Hardware, because really they exist for you. Now, they serve people like me, but they really exist for the contractors, because they think about the world the way you think about it. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, 173 years. It's a while. Like one of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire U.S., the oldest in the entire state of Florida. And the idea is that if you are a contractor or you build things for a living, they understand, and they can, for example, you don't have to send a guy down to the store with the credit card. They put you on a line of credit, okay? You don't even have to send a guy. They'll bring it to you. You aren't sure how to install it or what to do. They can teach you. They can answer those questions. They can solve the problem. They probably know the inspectors, so they can explain, you know, how to make sure the inspectors pass what you're doing. Like all of that kind of stuff. It's that expertise that you get with them. And they've got an amazing houseware section in the front of the store, which you should go shop just for fun sometime. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's strength for life. Happy Labor Day. The Bible declares that a strong work ethic pleases the Lord. However, working too hard can be a poor stewardship of that which the Lord has entrusted to you. We should be hard workers, but not to the complete neglect of our family or to the neglect of our physical, mental, and spiritual health. During the 19th century, when Labor Day was instituted, many people worked 7 days a week, including children, and the workday was typically 12 hours long. Most Americans endured harsh and unsafe working conditions just to try to earn a living. Labor leaders in the late 1800s suggested a Labor Day to show support for America's laborers. God designed us to work, but He also designed us to know when we need rest. Rejoice in how God designed you, and hopefully get some much-needed rest this Labor Day weekend.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Jim's Firearms for a 10th anniversary celebration on September 20th and 21st. They're partnering with local favorites like Badass Coffee, Key Nutrition, and more for an unforgettable event. Indulge in delicious food from La Casita Food Truck and 850 Barbecue. But that's not all. They're having numerous firearm raffles with all proceeds benefiting the Save Underdogs Foundation. Stop by Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, September 20th and 21st, to celebrate a decade of community support. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sorrento Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Take off. I'm going to do the steamroller.
Take off. Do away.
Steamroller.
I'm steamrolling you.
Take off.
Okay, so the question is, can you picture the scene? It's when they get put in straitjackets from the mental institution. And all they can do is steamroller each other in Strange Brew. Oh, man, that's a song. Man, I haven't heard this song forever. That used to be my intro music in Phoenix. My every hour intro music. Yeah, you know, I love that song. Wise guys start the commotion from Zoolander, of all things. So, you know, Steel Ice or Cool Ice or whatever the look is. 722 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News here on Labor Day. Yes, we're live. If you got questions or comments, 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he has been in contact with the families of American hostages in Gaza after the devastating news that came out over the weekend.
From the president on down, we've stayed in regular and routine touch with them. I spent a lot of time with the families.
The Israeli military announcing they'd recovered the bodies of six Hamas hostages from tunnels beneath Gaza on Saturday. Among the dead, a 23-year-old American Israeli named Hirsch Goldberg Polan. There's still seven American hostages being held by Hamas.
And by the way, that reportedly executed, just shot.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because presumably they had to flee. You know, Hamas had to flee and didn't want to take him with them, and it's awful.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Terrible. Labor Day weekend on track to break travel records. The TSA said they were expecting to screen more than 17 million passengers through September 4th. That's about a 9% increase from last year. And California could pass a law soon that would require consent for the use of AI to replicate dead performers. Their state Senate passing a bill in a Saturday session that's heading to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk now. SAG-AFTRA says this law would help the estates of dead performers maintain control over AI-created fakes and replicas in films, TV shows, video games, and more.
I wonder if it'd be an in perpetuity thing or if there'd be a time limit on it. You know how copyrights and patents and things.
Right,
like, you know,
and it, everything becomes free use after so many years.
Right, you know, right. Like the original Mickey Mouse is now you can use, but not the regular Mickey Mouse, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then again, I wonder if after 60 years, anybody's going to care about a performer from 70 years ago. You know, there's that.
That's
too,
but true, too. Yeah.
What a bizarro world we live in where you can basically resurrect people through AI.
Yeah. The AI hologram performances and stuff, those are just some of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that, you know, and the thing I keep always reminding myself is right now, AI is as bad as it's ever going to be.
Yeah.
It's as inauthentic and mistake prone and goofy as it's ever going to be. It's only getting better and tighter and more accurate and harder to discern every single day. David, thank you so much for the update. 725 on News Radio 92.3. If you have an electrical, a heating, a plumbing, or a air conditioning thing that you need done, Peden, they'll take care of you with professional service. They'll show up on time. They've got good products. They install them right the first time. They stand by their work 100% satisfaction guarantee. Of course, they've been around for 55 years. They do pretty well. Panama City, and then is where they started, and then they expanded. They've gone all the way east to Tallahassee, so into the eastern time zone, across the time barrier. They've also, of course, here in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field, but they've been expanding west into Baldwin County and even into Mobile. So they are kind of everywhere all along the Gulf Coast taking care of you, whatever your needs are. And, you know, I know right now you might not be thinking too much about the future, but like right now, even though it is in the middle of, you know, hot, humid, summer, all that, now is actually a really good time to have your air conditioner looked at. If you haven't had it done, okay, if you haven't done it in a while, you know, it's a good time to service your air conditioner for the fall. And it's also, if you have to have an air conditioning system put in, Peden's got an okay deal. It's $1,000 off. $1,000 off a new air conditioner if you need to have one put in. Now, that's in-stock systems. So if they have it in stock and you have it put in, you know, because, of course, we're getting toward the end of the time when people would normally do that. Well, like all clearance sales, you get a pretty smoking deal if you get it at the end of the season. And that's where we're at right now. So $1,000 off this month in stock air conditioning systems at Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about on this Labor Day. Traffic is flowing very smoothly all over the area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Divided Supreme Court. About a week and a half ago or so, granted a request from the Republican National Committee and the Republican leaders of Arizona's legislature to reinstate an Arizona state law that requires residents to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote using a form provided by the state. This is an amazing case. You know, Arizona being a border state, and I lived there a long time ago, you know, 20 years ago. Is that right? 15 years ago. And they have been at the center of the immigration controversies, including, you know, proof of citizenship or, you know, proof of papers is kind of the way this got styled back in the day. The way you're before this suit, OK, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 requires states to accept and use a standard form to register for federal elections. And that form requires you to swear under penalty of perjury that you're a U.S. citizen. I do solemnly swear that I'm a U.S. citizen. Okay, now you get to vote. The form does not require you to provide proof of citizenship. So it's on your honor. It's on your word. HB 2492, enacted in 2022, says county officials are supposed to take ID to try to prove that somebody is actually a citizen using the federal form, the I do solemnly swear form. Well, the lawsuit was over the allegation that this is preempting federal authority, that you're adding a requirement to filling out a federal form that isn't actually there by requiring somebody to, you know, prove with documents that they are actually a citizen before they vote in federal elections. This is what people are objecting to. How dare you have to provide evidence of citizenship before you vote in a federal election? I mean, that's the other side. So 5-4 in an unsigned letter, three of the court's conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, indicated that they would have granted the RNC's application to fully reinstate the law. This is, of course, temporary as it's working its way through the courts. Nothing gets to the Supreme Court in 2 years unless it's a massively expedited case like, you know, say, charges being brought against a former president who's up for re-election, that kind of a thing. But this is, I mean, it's just fascinating that this is the argument. Now, to give just a little bit of legal credit to the other side, what they're saying is that, you know, even though it might make sense, it's not within the scope of the law. But of course, just on philosophical grounds, what you're practically arguing for is making it possible to promise you're a citizen in order to vote instead of, you know, prove you're a citizen in order to be eligible to vote. Amazing times. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Tasty Gulf Breeze comes up October 4th. That's a Friday. Annual food festival by the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. 50 local restaurants, bars, caterers, bakeries, food trucks. It's so good. It is a 21-up event because there's a... How do I want to put this delicately? There's a lot of liquor. there's a lot of shots. So make sure that you drive appropriately and don't drink, or you get a Uber or something like that. Early entrance VIP, I recommend you do that. It's better to get there earlier when there aren't as many people. Starts at 6, ends at 9, newsradio923.com for more information. Also, the Stepping Out in Style 48th Annual comes up October 24th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Also a great event at BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. An Israeli labor court rules the strike must end after huge protests and a general strike erupt across Israel. The unrest following the murder of 6 hostages killed in Gaza over the weekend. Here's Fox's Jonathan Savage.
An outpouring of anger. A police stun grenade goes off on a Tel Aviv street. Thousands demonstrating against what they see as their government's failure to help hostages being held by Hamas.
The president and vice president will campaign at a labor rally later today in the key swing state of Pennsylvania.
And his campaigns as the event is part of a blitz of battleground states to highlight the importance of American workers and unions.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern reporting from Washington, D.C. Both Biden and Harris will be in Pittsburgh later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 77 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. A tragic swimming accident in Destin over the weekend. A 40-year-old man has died, but his son did survive. Officials say they were swimming at James Lee Park when the son was swept out by a rip current. Both the man and the son pulled from the water and taken to a hospital. Again, the son survived. The father passed away. We are getting close now to the peak of Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters tracking 3 areas of interest for potential development. The National Hurricane Center says one area is already in the Gulf off the Texas-Louisiana coast. That disturbance has about a 10% chance of development over the next week. If it remains offshore, it's got a chance of developing, but forecasters are predicting that will move inland and dissipate into heavy rain. The second area near the Lesser Antilles and Caribbean Sea, this area has about a 40% chance of developing and could become a tropical depression over the next week. And that third wave off of the coast of Africa, that, as of the latest update from the National Hurricane Center, has about a 30% chance of development. It's expected to move offshore as soon as Monday. Looks like the SS United States will likely be sank off the Gulf Coast as a new artificial reef, but not in Escambia County, as had been discussed here over the last month. The Okaloosa County Board of Commissioners jumping on the opportunity and signing a deal to purchase the vessel last week. The possibility had been discussed by Escambia County's commissioners as well, but Commissioner Jeff Bergosh says they didn't act fast enough.
These kind of opportunities are very important, and I think this would have been something very beneficial to our tourist economy here in Escambia County had we been able to land it.
And Bergosh says Okaloosa County was able to act quickly because of how much tourism tax dollar funding they have available. The Okaloosa Board of Commissioners will be discussing a $9 million proposal to sink the vessel tomorrow. A 45-year-old man now charged in a shooting that left a man dead and a woman injured in Pensacola. Nathaniel Thomas is charged with murder, attempted murder, and shooting into a vehicle, as well as possession of a firearm by a felon. PPD said they found a man and a woman with gunshot wounds at 11th Avenue and Bar Street on Friday morning. That man died from his injuries. The woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, there's still no word on a motive for the shooting. Former President Donald Trump says he's backing a ballot proposal in Florida that could legalize the use of marijuana.
Florida's Amendment 3 would permit 25 companies licensed by the state to sell marijuana recreationally to adults and allow possession of up to 3 ounces. Trump took to his social network, Truth Social, Saturday morning, saying whether people like it or not, marijuana legalization will happen. He also advocated the banning of marijuana use in public spaces. Amendment 3 is sponsored by Florida's medical marijuana business, one of the biggest in the country, with $2 billion in profit each year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. And it is 7:35 now, News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing some beautiful sunny weather for this Labor Day. Just a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle in the afternoon. Temperatures warming up near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For your Tuesday, rain chances increasing. 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
77 now in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Google is relaunching its image generator function for some Gemini AI users after the feature was temporarily suspended over concerns it was not supplying accurate information. The latest generation of its text-to-image tool, Imagen 3, will soon be available to users who pay for Gemini Advanced. Users of the tool can write text prompts that Imagen 3 turns into visual images. Toy giant Fisher-Price is recalling more than 360,000 dumbbell toys. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the gray caps on the toys can separate, leading to a potential choking hazard for infants. The company recommends taking away the toys from kids immediately. Lululemon missed Wall Street's sales expectations for the first time in more than 2 years as it cut its full-year guidance. The company, most known for its yoga pants and belt bags, has been struggling to stock the right assortment and recently pulled its new breeze-through leggings from shelves. The stock market is closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
7:36, our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
We're giving you your live election coverage.
Rick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running away.
Local.
We're speaking to Robert Bender, the election supervisor in Escambia County.
I think it's going really well.
Dependable.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Bergosh.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
And then District 4, we had Ashley Hoffberger.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
do. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yes, it is the first Monday of the month. It is 7:35. That means it is time to talk with Ryan Jenkins, our good friend and farmer, owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Cotton and peanuts, that's his business. Eat more peanuts, buy more cotton. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's Labor Day, so neither of us is working today, right?
That's right. I hardly work any day, but especially not on Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you farmers, easy life. What, 2-3 hours a day, long sleep, easy vacations all the time, right?
That's it, pretty much.
All right. So we didn't get a chance to talk last month because you had some stuff going on, which I understand, and glad to know things are better. You're getting ready to do some harvesting, but before we talk about that, every year you do experimentals or varietal trials for corn, right?
Yes, we do that for almost every crop we grow. And it's really a good thing because, you know, we partner with other companies, and so you have all kinds of experts coming to your farm throughout the year. You get to see some experimental varieties before other people get to see them. And then, of course, you get to try all the varieties that are already commercially available. And, you know, there are tons of trials just like the ones that we do all across the country. But, you know, it doesn't take a very long geographical difference to make a big difference in your crops. So, you know, like the University of Florida has an experiment station, say, in Mariana. Well, that data is good, but it's not as good as data coming right here from your exact farm, your exact location, your exact weather patterns, all that. So the information that you gain from these variety trials are huge. It's a huge help. You know, picking the right variety is one of the most important decisions a farmer will make all year long, because once that seed's in the ground, there's no undoing it for that whole season, you know, for that whole year. So, we did harvest those the other day, and I think you'd be surprised at the difference between we had 18 varieties in that trial. So those are planted side by side in the same field, treated the same way, planted the same time, harvested the same time. And for that trial, there was a 72 bushel per acre difference. So that's huge. And the only difference was different varieties. So, you know, the commodity prices are extremely low right now. It's one of the worst times in agriculture. But even with the low variety prices, that equates to about $288 per acre difference in what you would get at the end of the year.
So you and I have been doing this series now for, I think, like 3 years, okay? And this is the first time that it has ever occurred to me, something that is so obvious once you say it, that different varieties of a crop are appropriate to plant in different geographic locations based on, I'm assuming, soil quality and expected weather, rainfall, heat, all of that. And so the corn you plant to get the best result, say in, you know, Santa Rosa County, Florida, is different from the corn that you might plant to get the best result in, say, Des Moines, Iowa. And learning, you know, it's not just about finding the best one. It's about finding the best one for the location, because the best one for here might not be the best one for there. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong about any of this.
No, that's very correct.
And, I mean, we've been talking 3 years and I didn't know that. But it's so obvious once you say
it.
So true. It makes sense.
You know, like cotton varieties, for instance. Just on our farm alone, which I have a huge cotton variety trial, but on the main acres that we're talking about, not the trials, you know, I probably have 5 different varieties that I plant just based on soil type in the different fields. I don't just plant one variety, and I do it where it comes off at different times of the year. I mean, there's a whole list of reasons why we do what we do, but variety is huge. It's not probably as simple as people think. All right, if Ryan's going to go plant corn, he just goes to the co-op and buys a bag of seed and go plants it. There's a lot of science behind why I choose which variety I choose. No, and there are tons of them out there.
And that's exactly the point. Like, again, I hadn't been thinking about the different varieties, and I don't think you've ever told me that you plant a variety of each individual crop based on the land on, you know, that you're, or the time of year you're going to harvest it. And planting all that takes, you know, a very scientific approach. It had never occurred to me before. So that's, you know, thank you. Like, that's a fascinating insight. Now, does it also, because obviously a lot of this is gambling. Right, you're trying to figure out what's
That's
going
right.
to produce the end result, and you don't know what the weather and the rainfall is going to be like between here and there. But do you look at something at the beginning of the season and say, we think this year is going to be wetter or hotter, and therefore we use different varieties based on that anticipation?
I don't look at that as much.
Okay.
Some people do, but I don't put much confidence in those types of forecasts where we live. I mean, the chances are in a typical year, we're going to get enough rain from the Gulf that's not, you know, I mean, it's kind of the same thing every year. Yeah, you're going to have an anomaly sometimes like last year, but for the most part, I go more on soil type, history of the field, what my intended harvest dates are, those types of things.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. I have a follow-up on that in just a second. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. We do this once a month, every single month on the first Monday of the month. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to let you know about, and traffic is flowing very smoothly, I-10, I-110. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins, our farmer up in Jay, Florida, who we connect with once a month. One thing I wanted to check with you about is we've had a really dry last month. You know, I mean, my wife was telling me just yesterday, I hadn't been paying attention to it, but she said it's been a month since we got a good rain in Pensacola where we live. How is that affecting your crops? Because I know for the cotton, you know, they love the heat. I assume for the peanuts, the other big cash crop, that you need more water.
Yeah, it's honestly, our crops in most places right now are looking, the potential there for a good yield.
Great.
But like you say, in the last month, you know, the rainfall has fallen off. It's been very spotty. There are some of my buddies, you know, in different areas around here that are kind of in a disaster situation. They've missed some of the rains longer than a month.
Hmm.
Or haven't gotten just a little quarter of an inch here or something kind of to keep it going. But we're to the point now where everybody needs a rain. Even one reason we need a rain is to finish off the crops. But another reason we're going to need a rain is it's almost harvest time for peanuts. I'm sure some people will begin to dig this week. Hours, you know, just kind of looking and estimating, look like they're probably maybe 3 weeks off or so from beginning to dig. But for us to be able to get our equipment, to be able to get the plows in the ground to turn the peanuts up, we're going to need some rain to soften the soil. But really, I mean, we need a good rain, you know, right this second to finish off this good crop. And, you know, hopefully that will be beneficial for the peanut harvest. And hopefully it won't set in the rain. Hopefully we won't have a hurricane. And hopefully somehow, by the grace of God, we can pull off harvesting a good crop this year. We desperately need it. Like I talked about before, the commodity prices are terrible. If you remember in the spring, when you know, one time on the radio show, I said, I think I won't even plant any cotton this
year. Yeah. And you broke down and did some anyway because
you couldn't
bring yourself to not plant cotton a year.
Right, so here we are again. We've ended up with about as much cotton as we ever have, it seems like. And when I had that conversation with you guys early in the spring, you know, that was probably February, March time frame, maybe April. You know, when we were talking about that, the price of cotton was in the 80-cent range, and I told you it needs to be between 90 and $1. With the input prices that we have now to be able to pay for itself. Well, since then, it's fallen down into the 60 cent range.
Oh, God, the wrong direction.
So, the wrong direction. So,
you really need peanuts to come in this year.
Yeah, and lottery tickets and all kinds of stuff.
Same story every year. Well, you know, last thing I was going to ask you before we get to your farm fact, because we always end with one, is how do you know? Like, how can you tell that it's really time to get the peanuts in? You said it's about 3 weeks off, rain and soil softening all dependent, but how can you tell?
It's very interesting. What we do is basically it's called pod blasting. So we'll go out there and get some representative plants from the field. We'll pull them up. We'll pick all the peanuts off. We do it a little bit different. Some places have purposefully built machines to do this. We put them in a basket, take a pressure washer, and believe it or not, you can pressure wash, or some people will use, old timers will use a pocket knife and do it, but you can scrape the exterior portion of the peanut hull off, and underneath that are different colors. They start off white, and those are the white are most immature. Black are completely mature, and there's reds and oranges and browns and all these different colors in between. And we have a chart that we put them on, and we know, you know, if the majority of them are this color, it takes about 20 days for them to move into the next category, and so on and so forth. But the goal is to get the darkest, the most of the darkest ones. But the trick is, you know, they're kind of always moving as the days are ticking along. You know, the peanuts are getting more and more and more and more mature. But once they hit that black stage, they only stay there for a little while before they fall off of the plant.
Huh.
So.
And I'm assuming that in a batch or in a, you know, you pull up some peanuts out of the ground, you know, these are going to be brown, these are going to be black, these are, you know, like they're not all just one thing, but your goal is to get as many within the right range as possible without losing as many as you can at the end of the process. Is that right?
Correct. They're going to be all, they're going to range from white, very immature, nothing to them peanuts, mm-hmm. to very, very mature. And you want to get as many as you can over here in this mature side. Before they turn loose from the plant, then they just stay in the ground, and you'll never be able to harvest them.
And when you say the part that's colored, I'm assuming that you mean it's not the shell and it's not the peanut, but it's that little thin wrapper around the peanut is the color you're looking at. Is that right?
Yeah, you take off the exterior layer of the shell. If you have some at your house, you know, and I'm talking about the hull.
Yeah.
Scrape it. We'll get your knife and just scrape kind of in between where the two bumps are, where the two peanuts would be inside the
Okay.
hole. Scrape that area, and you'll see that it's different. It's a dark color probably if you're eating them.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked then. Okay. So that's the part you're looking at. Okay.
Yeah.
And you just power wash that, or as you say, scrape it with your knife or whatever, and you look at what's left underneath. This is why I love having you on. We learn something every single time.
Most people never know that.
Again, 3 years in, I think I've learned at least three different things today, so I will take it. And we're always just concerned about, you know, your viability and the viability of the fellow farmers, because without you guys, we don't have shirts and jeans, and we don't have peanut butter, and, you know, we don't have, you know, Snickers bars and all the stuff that your stuff goes into. You always like to end with a farm fact. Ryan, do you have one for us this week?
I do. Before the farm fact, I just want to remind everyone, you know, we have a lot of new people living in our area now, and we have a lot of visitors that come up in the fall and go to corn mazes and stuff like that. A lot of the agritourism type stuff in the north end of the county. Just really watch out for farm equipment. It's about to be our busiest time. You know, it's about to start, and it'll go from now through close to Christmas. So really take your time and watch out for equipment, and give us plenty of room, and let's all be safe. But that leads us into the farming fun fact. Each year, there are about 50 deaths in America from auto versus farm equipment type collisions. So just take your time. We all want to get where we're going safely. We don't want to be out on the road any more than you want us there. And we've just got a job to do, and we want to get back home to our family. So watch out for us. Work with us. And in the meantime, eat more peanuts.
Yeah, and just, you know, when you pull up behind that big green tractor or whatever, and, you know, you're bothered because they're going 18 miles an hour, that's making your food and your jeans and your shirts. And, you know, that's just the, you know.
Yeah, and I prefer people to wave at me using all their fingers and their thumbs.
all five, not just the one.
All of them at the same time.
At the simultaneously, right? Yeah. Ryan Jenkins, he's
the preferred method.
Ryan Jenkins, he's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, our good friend and our excellent farmer and source of information. Ryan, thanks for what you do. Thanks for feeding my kids and putting clothes on their back. I really appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again in a month.
Thank you for having us. Y'all be safe and have a great week.
You bet. 754 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next home or selling the home that you've got, or you know, both, because a lot of times it does wind up that people do both at the same time. You want people who are experts, who really understand the market, understand what's happening with interest rates and demand signals. And, you know, how is it that people who are buying for investment homes is affecting people who are buying for their personal home? Because, you know, the two markets overlap in the same house a lot of times you're competing for. How is that working? What about the change in the, you know, the commission structure? How is that affecting things? What does it mean? You know, how does Christina Leavenworth manage that kind of stuff? Like, those are all great questions, good questions you should ask. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty will have good answers. And they'll help you ask better questions. Questions like, you know, you're buying at the end of a dead-end street. Is it always going to be a dead end? What could happen behind there? What kind of development possibilities? What kind of zoning? Who owns the property? Like, just all the things you want to ask before you buy a home. Floodplains, all that stuff. Just thinking about a purchase or a sale thoroughly. They sold 175 homes last year. They know what they're doing. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
All the traffic's looking good right now. I don't see any accidents on the board, and no delays either. That's just good news for this Labor Day holiday. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got an import and you want to get it taken care of, you might think that a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, you got to take it to the dealership. You don't. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and now on US 29. They work on these cars all the time. But it's really, you know, people often assume you've got to go to the dealership, right? Well, you don't. There's actually federal law protects you in going anywhere. You get a qualified mechanic. Same for your domestics. You know, they'll not just service your BMW. They'll service your Chevy or your Ford. Your diesel engine. Not everybody works on those, but Bobby Likas Auto Service, they do work on those, no problem. As I say, they now have a second location up on Pensacola Boulevard on Highway 29, right across from the Walmart. And their idea is preventative maintenance. You know, they want you to come in just a little bit more often so that you don't have to come in for the catastrophe, so that you can avert the catastrophe through preventative maintenance and see what's going to happen with the car and take care of it before it's a real expensive and inconvenient problem. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and US 29.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters Wednesday at 9. On the Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll be discussing the Atlas X Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, Atlas Beverage Class, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, along with Jackson's Cooking Class and Angelina's Supper Club. That's all Wednesday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, see, my last name's Dirt. My dad made my last name Dirt for some reason. Anyway, I just put an E on it, pronounce it Dirte. It's no big deal. It actually sounds pretty cool.
Well, I'll say goodbye. Where does it go from here?
7:59 on News Radio 92.3. Just enough time to get one headline, maybe, from David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
I'll be fast. Former President Trump is on the virtual campaign trail. Today, he's scheduled to take part in a video call with the UAW.